plastic trays holding scoops of unrecognizable food without a fresh fruit or vegetable in sight. These are the kinds of rations many incarcerated people across the country are fed day after day, including at Mountain View Correctional Facility in Maine, when it first appears in a new documentary.
Even if you ate everything on the tray, you still wouldn't be full. To know that you're going to get these exact same meals every single day, and to know the quality of the meal is going to be that same quality, it really just puts you in a kind of a lull. You're hungry, but you're not looking forward to going to the chow hall.
And then one organic farmer set out to transform that model with fresh food in 2018. That process also transformed the incarcerated people who benefited. The documentary, Seeds of Change, Breaking Free from the Prison Food Machine, captures the story of the farmer, Mark McBrine, and several incarcerated men who planted enormous garden plots on 5 acres of land outside the prison. The film is part of Vermont Public's local film series called Made Here, and it's streaming on our website right now and airing on our main TV channel tonight at 8. Seeds of Change director Max Armstrong, who's based in Portland, Maine, joins me now to talk about the film. Welcome, Max.
Hey, Mary. Thank you so much for having me.
First off, I'd love to know how you came to this particular project.
Yeah, I had recently moved to Maine, was working in Maine, and I really wanted to tell a Maine story. And I was asking everyone, give me a Maine story. I'm looking for a Maine story. One day, I was reading some articles and I came across this story about a prison in Maine with a 5-acre regenerative garden. And I couldn't get the story out of my head. And I thought, well, they're never going to let me in. Prisons are notoriously difficult to get access to. So I thought, well, you know, I'll find another one. But I couldn't get the story out of my head. And after about a week, I thought, let me just try to reach out, get a hold of the farmer, and they'll say no, and then I can move on. And I got a hold of that farmer, Mark McBrine, and he got me in touch with Commissioner Randall Liberty, the commissioner of the Maine Department of Corrections. And I spoke to Randall for about 15 minutes, and he said, well, I'm in charge of the entire Maine Department of Corrections, and I like you, and I want to tell this story, so we're going to give you full access to all of our facilities, and I'm in charge, so that means everyone has to let you in. And so that's how it started.
Oh my gosh. And you said that you couldn't get it out of your head initially. What do you think appealed to you about this particular story?
Well, nearly 50% of Americans have a close family member who's been incarcerated. I have several. So incarceration has touched my life personally. And I also believe in the power of a wholesome meal. And so those two ideas really came together in this story. And I just didn't know if there was going to be somebody else out there who was going to take this deep dive and spend the amount of time and energy and effort to tell a story about a garden. It felt like a unique story for me to tell.
And why did the farmer, Mark McBrine, decide to launch the organic food program at Mountain View?
Mark is a lifelong organic farmer, regenerative farmer. And so these are the kind of meals that he's provided to his family for his whole life. From the very beginning, he knew he wanted to work his way into the kitchen and take over the culinary program there. And in 2018, he was finally able to convince them to give him control of the garden operations over there. And that's how the program started.
It's probably something that most of us really don't think about every day. But can you describe how impactful food is in the prison system generally?
It's enormously impactful. And you know, prison food is one of those things where it's become this sort of comic relief. You know, we joke about it, we talk about prison food, prison slop, but I don't think it's an issue that we really think critically about. At least I didn't until I started making this film, and I realized this is a real problem. Mealtime, that's the time during an incarcerated person's day where there's any opportunity to be any sort of variety or really any sort of joy in their day. Other than eating, your day is pretty rote. It's pretty routine. Same thing day in, day out. Food, it's an opportunity to provide wellness, dignity, meaning into an incarcerated person's life.
Mm. And you mentioned that you were granted pretty much full access into the prison while making this documentary. And you filmed some of the portions inside the kitchen area, the cafeteria where they're prepping all the food, and then also outdoors where the men were working, you know, hands in the soil in these organic gardens. I'd love to know, was there a difference in the inmates between the spaces when they're indoors and when they're outside in the gardens?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the major reasons why the garden crew, why those guys volunteer for those positions. You know, nobody's forced to work out in the garden. There's a big difference between working in, you know, a prison farm, forced labor, and this sort of work, which is voluntary work. And the guys choose to go out there and do it because they want to be out in nature and they want to have their hands in the dirt. And they want to have an opportunity to provide something to the other residents in the facility. I think that's something that really shines through in my interviews and in the film, was that there's a lot of pride for being able to provide something that makes other people's lives better.
What did you find out about the impact that this garden project has had on the recidivism rate at the main prison?
Well, I know just, and you know, I'm not an expert on these statistics, but I think Maine's recidivism rate is 50%, somewhere around 50% lower than the national average. I would say that speaks to Maine's practices, you know, that these programs are working, right? And that these are people who, they're going to be our neighbors again, right? So we want them to succeed. So we want to give them an opportunity to learn skills, whether they're skills out in the garden or whether they're culinary skills, right? But more importantly, we just want to treat them like humans, right? We don't want to take away their fundamental human rights. I don't know. I think that when you lose that, it makes it a lot more difficult to gain your footing when you get out of prison.
I noticed, too, in the film credits that it mentions that last year, every single facility in the Maine Department of Corrections had planned to implement this regenerative ag program. Did that come to pass in 2023?
Yeah, Mark is working on it. Mark McBrien is now in charge of all of the garden programs, all the agricultural programs at all five DOC facilities. It's a lot more complex when you are in a maximum security unit where you have a lot more restrictions and regulations on the tools you can use. You have a lot less space. And so I think those are challenges that they're overcoming as they develop this program further.
Wow, that's so cool. If we can document positive effects from these types of programs, like this regenerative agriculture program in the prison system, why aren't they the norm in more prison systems across the country?
They used to be. There used to be prison gardens, right? Back in the 70s, that was a lot more common to see a prison garden. I think a lot of these programs were done away with by politicians and figures who said, well, prison is supposed to be punishing, and so we shouldn't have programs that that give people any semblance of meaning or wellness or dignity. That's a tough barrier to overcome, is that there are people out there who think that prison should be solely punishing. What I say to that is that, well, the loss of your liberty and the separation from your family, that is the punishment, right? But a decent meal, that's a human right.
That's Max Armstrong, director of the film Seeds of Change, Breaking Free from the Prison Food Machine. It's streaming now on our website and airing tonight at 8 on our main TV channel as part of the Made Here local film series. Max, thanks so much.
Mary, thank you so much.